Come on, man. Will it cha-cha?
Will it blow?
And as far as what goes into the tank today, well, it's a bit of our Super Bowl dip edition of a Will It Float today. And the bean dip is prepared and is ready.
By Mr. Frito.
To go
Thank
in.
You.
Yes. Bob Frito and his amazing bean dip, which is getting a lot of praise from the Hank fans. A lot of love. Just the fact that they enjoy.
Right.
So we need two of you Hank fans to go mano a mano. This is the real bowl that is super.
The tank.
I like big buckets.
Indeed. Dipping our toes, not into the water of the tank, because it still has quite the fungal, moldy issue going on out there. The antifungal cream, by the way, update from last week, did not help the matters at all.
Yeah.
In fact, it seemed to may have encouraged it a little bit.
That would definitely up our premiums.
Yeah. We're not covered for that in any way, shape, or form. But for the Tim McGraw concert tickets, we have the bean dip. That was no issue. It wasn't like last week where we momentarily, for some reason or another, lost the item right before Will It Float launched.
Yeah, the equipment ate it, but it tends to do that.
But nothing ate the bean dip so far.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
And our big problem with this was how do we get it out of the can and container? And because I looked this morning before the show, I walked 3 flights of stairs and back down to the basement. No spoons.
And those stairs are
fork,
really...
Not even a knife.
Joke.
Not even one of those packets that has like the salt and pepper all combined in with the nap. Nothing. Nothing. So I got some coffee like stirrers that look like popsicle sticks. And I'm thinking, maybe that'll work or something. But look at that. Lo and behold, out of the depths of your purse, Heather Lee has found a spoon. Because who doesn't keep a spoon in their purse?
Women who eat their Greek yogurts with the chia seeds.
Okay.
If you know, and you're a certain age.
Do you have some, like, unwrapped mints from a bank or something in the bottom there, too?
Oh, I'm sure.
Some, like,
there's lots of things.
Loose Werther's Originals
as
well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to have to dig into that and see what floats in your purse. Maybe that's next week's item. But it is the bean dip today, and we go to our two contestants for the Tim McGraw concert passes to decide what the bean dip gonna do. She is Hank fan number 9. She's out of Godley, Texas. Welcome to Will It Float, Jessica. Welcome to Will It Float, Jessica. Here she is.
Thank you.
And going up against Jessica will be, he's in Decatur, but he calls Weatherford home. I think. Uh-huh. Russell.
Yes, sir.
Russell!
Playground to the Stars, Weatherford.
And you may know Russell from his 9 o'clock appearance every morning. He is the yee-hoo.
Thank you, Russell.
Of note.
He's got spirit.
We appreciate that. All right. First of all, Jessica, Russell, answer at will. Are you a fan, personally, of the bean dip as a dip, and do you plan to have it at your Super Bowl party?
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, good.
All right.
There's a ringing endorsement.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
2 yeses. That's good. So we're very, very confident in what we know bean dip is.
Jessica was saying yes because she knows you like it. She was trying not to hurt your feelings.
Well, that's nice.
That is correct.
See? That is correct. Okay, well, all right.
I know. She probably has a spoon in her purse, too.
My opinion doesn't matter, though. Even though, Heather, you and I actually think there could be a flotation
in
this.
I think, yes, I absolutely
Most
do.
Of the opinions are going sink, but we think it could be a little buoyant, that bean dip. But, Jessica, you have the definitive first say on this as Hank fan number 9. What will the bean dip do? Will it float? Will it sink?
It's going to sink.
We got to sink her. All right. So, Russell, you were hoping that that actually we're right as DJs. When does that happen? That it will hopefully do what?
Oh, it's a floater.
It's a floater. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's going in.
I like confidence on both sides of this. Let's go to the tank of transparency right now. And will it float, Cam? As we stream live so you can see this monstrosity happen on our Hank Facebook page. All right. We've got the spoon of destiny, stirring it. You're stirring it right now. We're going to scoop as much as we possibly can to go into the tank. Of course, will it float bylaws and appropriated by the NFL, no less. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Are we ready out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, coming down in 3, 2, 1. the bean dip goes into the tank. Oh, it's hanging on. Hang on. Let me restart. Now it's into the tank. Okay. And it goes straight to the bottom. It hung on to the can for dear life. It knew where it was about to go, and it said, no, I don't want to. I want to stay in the can with Bob Fredo. But no, the bean dip is at the bottom. It is sitting there. It is not moving, and we have time elapsed. Congratulations. Yes, public opinion was correct on this, and so were you, Jessica, when it comes to bean dip. Maybe unheralded, maybe forgot about, but it is 100% a sinker. You're going to Tim McGraw! Oh, Russell. Thank you so much, Russell, for playing and always being a great Hank fan of note.
Yes, sir.
We love you.
Thank you so much.
There's a little bit of bean dip left. If you want to swing by out of Decatur, Russell will save it for you just as a consolation prize.
Everyone's invited.
Okay, yes, everyone's invited. But Jessica, congratulations. You're invited out there to Tim McGraw in September. You got those passes. The bean dip sank.
Woo!
What a will it float, ladies and gentlemen. A Super Bowl dip edition. Bean dip. That's a... The Chad was right. That's
no fragrance.
That's a sinker and a stinker.
When will that tank be clean?
Never, Doris. Never, never.
Thank you.